Republicans soon will control both houses of Congress. They retook control of the Senate and expanded their lead in the House. Joining me now is Republican Senator Trent Lott from Mississippi, who will once again be the Senate Majority Leader. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
And I guess you're all ready to assume the leadership again?
Absolutely. I was here at the office before 7 o'clock. I spoke to President Bush shortly after 7. He said, "Where are you? Still at home?" I said, "No, Mr. President. I'm at the office, ready to go to work."
What message were voters sending yesterday?
I think they were saying that they trust President Bush and that they want to give the Republicans an opportunity to do what we need to do on homeland security, national security, and also on the economy. I think they wanted cooperation, they wanted us to work together, and they wanted some results in a whole number of areas. I don't think they liked what they saw in the democratically controlled Congress, Senate, that is, this year. And I think they wanted to give us a chance to move these bills all the way from pension reform to prescription drugs to economic incentives for growth. That's not the kind of thing that moves voters by itself, but it was a part of a pattern that they didn't like. But so much of it, in addition to good candidates and issues like, you know, the aftermath of 9/11 and national security, homeland security, I also think having a president that showed commitment, showed leadership, was willing to get out there, take a position, ask for this opportunity, made a difference.
What do you want to accomplish most over the next 2 years?
Well, we have not even created a Homeland Security Department. We've talked about it for months, and we need to get that done because American people need to have some greater assurance that they're going to be safe right here at home. We haven't even done a port security bill, which should be, that should have been done months ago very easily. It's been tangled up in conference for months. Perhaps we can even do that next week in our lame duck session. I do want us to look carefully at the economy and see what we can do to protect people's retirement security, more flexibility on IRAs, more options on 401ks. I do want us to quit talking about what we're going to do to help low-income elderly that need a little help with the prescription drugs and get it done. We can argue over the mechanics or, you know, how best to structure the program, but it's time to quit talking about it and actually produce something. I feel so strongly we need a national energy policy. I really worry about our economic future if we don't have reliable energy sources. So the list is pretty lengthy, but I'm just thankful for the opportunity to do those things.
Who's going to lead the lame duck session?
It's not clear. Partly it could be determined by how the interim senator from Minnesota, Dean Barkley, decides to handle his tenure here. If he says, because I want to see something done on homeland security and have fiscal responsibility on appropriations and get some nominations done, I'm going to organize with the Republicans, then I would be majority leader possibly as early as next week. Beyond that, if the lame duck session goes beyond 2 weeks, we have Jim Talent come in from Missouri, then he would be sworn in as soon as he arrives, which could be within 14 days, and the majority would change hands then. But I think in this interim period, we shouldn't focus a whole lot on that. We should see what it is we can get done in a reasonable period of time, get that done, go home and take a deep breath, and be prepared to start off aggressively next year doing what needs to be done for our country.
Thank you very much, Senator.
All right. Thank you very much, Bob.
The Republican leader in the Senate, Trent Lott of Mississippi.